And that was African Rhythms, and coming right now, we got The Basement with me, Red Olson. We got lots of exciting things right about now.
Dreaming, 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 dre
once again. My name is Rhett Olson, and you're tuned in to CITR 101.9. Sorry about that transition there. It's always a little difficult. Lots planned for the show this evening. Lots of bass coming your way here on The Basement. We're going to start things off a little rowdy. This one playing right now is the Bar 9 remix of an older tune. It's called Shut Up and Let It Go, featuring Lady B. And that one is by Sydney Sampson. It's actually quite interesting. The original of that track is an electro house. Very, very bad. And this remix actually does it justice, I think. Anyways, like I said, lots planned. We're going to start off with a little bit of filthy dubstep. I don't know who out there is going to the Zed's Dead show tonight at Gossip, but it's definitely going to get dirty there. I have a couple Zed's Dead tracks coming up, one of which is unreleased, just a little sample for you guys to get you psyched. So yeah, stay tuned with me, or, you know, always download the podcast later on CITR.ca if you can't listen to the whole show. Like I said, Zed's Dead right now. This is Rude Boy off of that titled album. It's called Rude Boy. It's featuring a bunch of remixes, one of which is Union, which is what is starting right now. So enjoy. This is the Union remix of Rude Boy, originally done by Canada's own Zed's Dead. Cut this one short, and I'm going to bring in the unreleased Zed's Dead and Kilobits remix. Both of those names are from Toronto. This is a big deal. Like I was saying, that Rude Boy EP is pretty much Zed's Dead's first claim to fame, their first release, which was on a UK-based label. So big ups to Zed's Dead. And like I said, to those of you attending the show tonight, get ready to have your faces melted off with bass. This track coming in is called Just Hold Me. It's unreleased, and it's by Zed's Dead and Kilobits. Killer. Zed's Dead. We'll be right back.
Killer.
Dokie, like I said, that is only a sample. It's unreleased. Again, that's by Zed's Dead and Kilobits out of Toronto, Canada. Lots coming out of Toronto. You'll hear more from them, I'm sure, in the future. But right now, we have Receptor's original track. This one's called Princess. Make sure to turn it up. A little D&B. We'll be right back. Once again, guys, you're listening to me, Rhett Olson, here on The Basement, where I like to explore all the realms of bass music, from dubstep to drum and bass, glitch, UK funky, a little breakbeaty, ghetto funky. Everything is on the show. If you like what you hear, like me on Facebook, The Basement on CITR 101.9, or pick up the podcast at ctr.ca. Again, the DMB action in the background is called Princess by Receptor. If you haven't heard of Receptor, go check them out, beatport.com, for all your download needs. You can get those Zed's Dead tracks there too as well. Hopefully this is getting you ready for your party Friday night here in Van City. A little DMB coming at you for a few more tracks. Out there that recognize this track, big ups to you guys. As far as I'm concerned, it's a party anthem. I remember the first time I heard it, it was being played by JF Killa, Vancouverite local DJ. I've played her an Erratics track on air before, but yes, this one is called Rage. It's by J Magic and Wickerman. It's called Mosquito EP. It's on Mosquito Records, who I actually tried to look up and, you know, find a little bit of info about, and all I could find were mosquito warnings in America. Funny story. Here we go. This is Rage. We'll be right back. Hopefully you guys are getting your rage on out there again. That one is by J-Magic and Wickaman. That's off the Mosquito EP, and that track is called Rage. Like I said, trying to get you warmed up for whatever you have planned this Friday night, whether it be the Zed's Dead Show or just chilling with homies, drinking brews, and listening to me. What a wonderful world it is. Again, this is The Basement, where we like to go through all kinds of bass music. DMB is on my mind right now, and it's going to keep going for at least another track. And then I got some good times up ahead. As I was mentioning earlier, I was kind of having a little struggle figuring out tonight's selection, so I have lots of everything. I'm really excited for the halfway mark to come, in all honesty, so stay with me. Starting right up again, this is a Canadian guy. He calls himself Schematic. This track was just released on Stride Recordings, which is, I'm pretty sure, Canada's only drum and bass label. This track is called Something Out There, and again, it's by Schematic. We'll be right back. Wow, doesn't that one really just warm you up? Some really big summertime vibes in there. I'm sure that one's been played out at all the festivals and just makes you just feel all good inside. Again, that one's called Something Out There by Schematic, and it's getting featured on the Stride EP on Stride Records, a Canadian-based record company. You can pick up all those tracks. It's four tracks on that EP at beatport.com. One of the tracks is by Headspin, who I've actually played on past episodes. I had the pleasure of working with Headspin for a month. Yeah, don't ask. Like I said, DMB is all up in here on this Friday night in Vancouver, but that's about it. We have a little bit of weird, glitchy, funky, mixed up dubstep for this track. It was released on Rotten Records about a year ago, maybe three quarters of a year. It is by Cheshire. And pretty much he has compiled samples, mad amounts of samples. And just listen to this. This one is called Good Time. And hopefully you're having a good time. Here we go. You've got
to stay awake and dance.
Your good time
has only just begun.
Ha!
stay away.
Good time has only just begun.
Bill, to stay away.
Good time has only just begun.
So once again, that was Good Time, and I'm having a good time. I hope you're having a good time. That one is by Cheshire, and that was released on Rotten Records based out of Kelowna, BC. And I followed up to see when that was released. It was released in May of 2010, more than a year old. I really love that track. It's a little unfortunate that Cheshire hasn't released anything similar to that, in the sense that his new releases have just been dubstep, just like straight up dubstep. Anyways, it's come time for a quick break, so stay with me here on CITR.
Dimmer presents Daniel Johnston at the Rio Theater, August 27th.
Daniel Johnston is an iconic singer-songwriter on tour to support his latest release, Isn't Always Was. Doors are at 8, show is at 9. This is a licensed all-ages event.
Advanced tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, Victoria's Ditch Records, and online at ticketweb.ca.
That's Daniel Johnston, August 27th at the Rio Theater.
Okie dokie, so that was that. And here on The Basement, we're going to keep it going with some really big bass lines. Like I said, I had a tough selection ahead of me, and I was trying to find a place to include this just because I was rocking it in my iPod and I felt that everyone would remember it. So here we go. This is Jack Beat's remix of La Rue's I'm Not Your Toy. You're listening to me, Rhett Olson, and this is The Basement.
I'm not your toy.
Brought back some memories for you as well. I know I actually remember the first time I heard that song. My buddy played it to me on his iPod, and we were sitting, you know, having a smoke of one of Canada's finest homegrown exports, I guess you could say, without saying it. Anyways, Jack Beats really tears this remix a new one. A lot of jungle, electro, bassline, fidget, whatever you want to call it. I absolutely love it. Check out Jack Beats whenever you have the time, the availability, the opportunity. There's the word, opportunity. Jack Beats, put it on your wish list. Anyways, enough about Jack Beats. Right now coming in is a track by a Montreal-born Jack Green. Jack Green has recently blown up, as far as I'm concerned, since, well, this album came out, Night Slugs All-Stars Volume 1. This track is called Baby, I Don't Know What You Want, and it was featured on that compilation album. And pretty much, as far as I can understand, his career has boomed. He's done a remix for Katy B, who Katy B I played last week, and so on and so on. There's lots of forthcoming stuff from Mr. Green. So like I said, this one's called Baby, I Don't Know What You Want by Jack Green out of Montreal. If you haven't guessed what that one is called, it's called Baby I Don't Know What You Want Again. That's by Montreal-born Jack Green and was featured on Night Slugs All-Stars Volume 1. And that's obviously on the Night Slugs label out of the UK. Look for more of Jack Green in the future because I know he's going to be big. We're going to have a short break and here we go.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Wow, I'm pretty sure that is the best ad to ever hit Vancouver radio waves. Synaptic Sandwich, check them out Saturday nights at 9 p.m. But as for right here on the basement, we're going to keep things low. This track is by XI, it's called On Your Own. And if you remember, I featured it on my very first episode, so a little flashback for me. I really like this, very soothing, dubby rhythms going on here. Really going to like it. The vocals are by James Yule, and again, it's called On Your Own.
Yeah.
once again, that one's called On Your Own, and that is the XI Juicebox remix. XI I've featured before, and I've featured this track on my very first episode, but I did forget when I first played it to mention it's up for free download. Check out recordlabel.com, which is spelled RCRDLBL.com. They've kind of shortened record label to, I guess, attempt to be cool. I really hope you guys are enjoying the good music on your Friday night. Again, this is The Basement, and I like to explore different subgenres of bass, I guess you could say. Right now, I got some pioneers in glitch hop. They call themselves the Glitch Mob, consisting of Edit, Ooh-Ah, and Beretta. For those of you that have seen them, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, check them out if you don't know, or check them out if you love this song, because I guarantee you will. This one is called Between Two Points, featuring the lovely vocals of Swan. I gotta say, I do love my glitch hop. Again, That is the Glitch Mob's track Between Two Points, featuring Swan on the vocals. I last saw the Glitch Mob perform live, meaning with instruments. Could you imagine that? Glitch Hop live with instruments. They had guitars, bass guitars, synths, drum pads, all kinds of things. Really exciting stuff coming from the Glitch Mob. Rumors say that they are remixing the Daft Punk soundtrack to Derezed, to Tron, the movie that came out not too long ago by Disney. That should be really interesting. I would love to hear that. Keeping with the Glitch Hop, I have a local, well, not so much a local, a girl from Nelson, who you've probably heard MC or host the Village Stage at Shambhala Music Festival. If you are thinking of Erica D, then you are correct. This one has got Erica D on the vocals and Anasia from Down South doing the beat. This one is called Tardigrade Symphony in D. Enjoy.
You were shaking like this, you were working like this, you were soaking it all in. She was making your head spin like ah na 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 ah oh, na 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 yeah, ah na 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 ah oh, na 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 yeah.
Absolutely love the drums on that one. Big ups to Anasia for the production and Erica D for the vocals. I'm gonna have a little fun here. I got some Chemical Brothers. See if you can name this track. Here we go.
Today, we're gonna teach you some fun facts about salmon and a brand new dance. Complicated, it's not too hard. You don't even have to be
a hip hop star. See, anyone can do it, all you need is that. Listen up, peep gang, I'ma show you how. Put your hands to the side, as silly as it seems, and shake your body like a salmon floating upstream.
Part of their life in fresh water and part of their life in salt water.
Wow. Very interesting.
We change rats a couple of days after spawning, then we die.
When I first did the salmon, all the people just laughed. They looked around and stood like I was on crack. I heard somebody say out loud, what the fuck is that? This nigga's dancing like a fish while he's doing the snap. But the more I kept doing it, they were feeling it. And then I heard some bitches say, yo, that nigga's killing it. By the end of the night, everyone was on my team, and the whole club was dancing like a salmon floating upstream.
Of our friends find their home waters by sense of smell, which is even more keen than that of a dog or a bear.
Wow.
My family also rely on ocean currents, tides, the gravitational pull of the moon.
I hope you guys are learning something about salmon. And I hope you guys are loving this tune because it is a classic. This one is called The Salmon Dance featuring Fat Lip. It's by the Chemical Brothers. I'd just like to slide in that I leave for Burning Man tomorrow. And there is a rumor that the Chemical Brothers will be performing once again like they did last year. So please let the stars align and let the Chemical Brothers be there, because that would be absolutely unbelievable and it would just make my trip complete. If you guys don't remember, this one is from the We Are the Night album. It is a classic. I believe it came out 2, maybe 3 years ago. I'm going to check that out and confirm while we get into the next track, which you will love.
Sammy the Salmon and his amazing salmon dance. What do you say?
So that Chemical Brothers album was released in 2007. Long time ago. I was 17 when that came out. Yeah. Anyways, playing right now, as you've probably recognized, is the Gorillaz track Feel Good Inc., except this is the Stant Warriors remix. A little booby, booby, no, booty bumping bass in this one. Hope you like it. Big ups to the Stant Warriors. I've seen them lay it down a couple times, and boy, do they ever lay it down. Here we go. Feel Good Inc.
Take it all in on your stride. It is taking
So this track and the last one by Chemical Brothers were both released in 2007 when I was 17. To me, that constitutes as a classic. To a person in particular, it does not. I guess a classic has to be released in the 70s. I don't know. It's up for discussion. I'll leave it with you. Let's just think about classic rock. What makes classic rock classic? Lots of booty bumping bass in that track. Again, that is a Stanton Warriors remix of the amazing classic by the Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc. I remember when I first heard that that tune on Much Music, like I said, I was probably around 17, and I saw the video, and it was just a bunch of animations. I was like, are these guys for real? I guess so. Again, it's called Feel Good Inc. by Stanton Warriors. That came out in 2007, long, long time ago. But don't worry, we're done with the past. We're on to the new stuff. I'm going to talk about the next track just because it doesn't have much of an intro. It is by local heroes and heavyweights, Shamik and Grasp the Arrow. Grasp the Arrow, if you're listening, thanks for letting us borrow your mic the other day. Anyways, back to the track. This one is called Widen, and it's off the EP entitled Widen and Narrow on Atomic Zoo Records, which is based out of Calgary. Atomic Zoo has been releasing a lot of good Canadian bass artists, so check them out. Again, beatport.com is a great resource link for that. This one is called Widen. Check out the B-side called Narrow. Just as amazing. This is Grasp the Arrow and Shamik.
categorized by what's been made or televised. Society's reality's ultimately just a tale of lies. Some do it for the prize, some chew it for the size. Simplicity and integrity's my thing, so don't overanalyze. But you might fantasize, fall asleep then damn surprise. Stay awake, I'll set you straight, your potential will be maximized. Volume knob up to the sky, gonna drop some one more time. Back on the map is a city, who's with me? Yo, let's raise it high. Still climbing, glad we found you while rising. Unconfined from between the lines, with steady redefining. New shapes we be designing, whose fates are intertwining. Could be yours or mine, and anyone striving, stars are realigning. The task to widen the narrow-minded, while I grasp the arrow and liven up the vibing. Writing, rhyming, inspiring, driving past the horizon. Finding insight while grinding, timing is right for flying, yeah.
Once again, that one is called Widen by Grasp the Arrow and Shamik. Shamik is a beatboxer vocalist, very, very amazing voice. I've seen him live and it is incredible to watch. And Grasp the Arrow is on the productions there. Check out Grasp the Arrow's SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/grasp. The and Arrow is spelled E-R-R-O. He has a lot of free downloads on there to check that out. I got another Vancouverite. Some of you listening that are living in Vancouver might have heard his name before. It's a little weird. He calls himself Long Walk Short Doc. And if somebody out there, anybody out there, has seen him live, he is a flailer. You know, you see people dancing on the dance floor that, like, move around their arms, and they pretty much take up, I don't know, 5 square feet of space just to move and dance. Well, Long Walk Short Doc does that on stage while he's performing live. And when I say performing live, I mean he has a stand of synthesizers and keyboards and, like, knobs and doodads and whatever, as well as a microphone in which he manipulates his voice live. Yeah, I love Long Walk Short Doc. I love his music, and everything he's doing is just great. This track playing right now is off his newest album, which is entitled Bigger Fish Frying. It's available at longwalkshortdoc.com. And this one is my favorite track off the album. It is called Patricia Comes Back to Life. Enjoy. Holy moly, is that track epic from start to finish. It just keeps you going higher and higher and higher again. That one is called Patricia Comes to Life. You can find it on Long Walk Short Doc's newest album, Bigger Fish Frying, which was out on East Van Digital, a Vancouver-based record label, which has got a lot of forthcoming releases from Alicia, Kermokum, had a new release just out by The Librarian, who I played last week. Like I said, longwalkshortdoc.com. You can buy this CD, Bigger Fish Frying, as well as a shirt of a man falling off of a dock. I'm not going to lie, I've rocked that shirt about 10 billion times. I love that shirt. Patricia Comes Back to Life here on The Basement. My name is Rhett Olson, and on the show, we have explored the realm of bass music. Some people just think of it as a general term nowadays, but it is all-encompassing. It is general. It applies to everything. Glitch, dubstep, drum and bass, electro house, whatever, a little bass line, fidgety, UK funky, juke, I don't care. If it has a fat bass, really deep, deep frequencies, it is bass music. This next one is a classic as far as I am concerned. It is by Hatiris. This one is called Rock the House. I remember the first time I saw Hatiris, I was 17, and he played this one. So it's got some memories for me of just like being really, really happy and just like with friends and perfect serenity. Again, this one is called Rock the House. Hopefully you're rocking the house on your Friday night. I guess 2007 is the year tonight. This one was released in 2007. It was the first release on Hatiris's own label, Hat Tracks Recordings. That's, I'm trying to say Hatiris has founded that label, if that wasn't clear. Again, Rock the House.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, I am leaving for Burning Man, and Hatiris is scheduled to play at Burning Man. I believe he's playing 4 sets this year. I'm really, really hoping that I catch one of them, just one of them. Again, that was Hatiris' original track and first release on his own record label, Hat Tracks, which to date has seen roughly 30-40 releases, so big ups to him. That one is called Rock to House, and I'm rocking to house here at CITR on UBC campus. My name is Rhett Olson, and we are The Basement right now here on 101.9. Closing up a little bit here, I just want to mention, for those of you bass heads out there or bass wannabes, or bass enthusiasts like myself, tomorrow night at the Red Room is where it's at. Von D, who I was mentioning, boasting, and trying to excite you about last week, is in Vancouver live tomorrow at the Red Room. Von D. There are still door tickets available. He is performing with Mutt, who is from Toronto, Calgary. Mutt is known for very soulful drum and bass, whereas Von D is known for very soulful, jazzy dubstep or very deep melodic electronica. Anyways, this track is starting up. It's a Von D original. It's featuring Sinbad and Rhea on the vocals, and it is called Watching You from his newest LP, Daydreaming, available at beatport.com. And this is Rhett Olson signing off for the night. Like me on Facebook, The Basement, on CITR 101.9. Or just catch me next Friday at 9 o'clock, where I have a special ghetto, funky, breakbeaty, I don't know, set, session, episode already planned out and ready for playment. Playment? Yes, I'm going to say playment. So there we go. Here is Von D. We'll be right back. Remember, guys, Red Room tomorrow, Von D and Mutt. More information on that can be found at shawdjs.com/events. I am officially signing off and into a commercial.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Feels like I haven't slept in 2 years.